It's as though you're in a cocoon with him. No one exists in the world for him but you. And when he listens as though every word you say is important and needs his undivided attention. When I thought about it, I realized she was absolutely right. Ever since I've known him, he has displayed that same quality when he's with anyone. He radiates charm continuously. That's why Ivan is very much a ladies' man, and very much a man's man, too. A lifelong interest leads to these simple rules. Though this event happened more than 20 years ago, I remember it like it was yesterday. As my dear wife reminds me, my first deep interest in charm seemed to happen about then. And my interest grew. I set about studying and identifying the behaviors that all people of charm use. I questioned many of these individuals to get an idea of how they feel about their impact on others. One of the fascinating things I discovered was that those who charm get great pleasure in giving others pleasure. I set about reducing what I had learned into identifiable and manageable lessons, each lesson having its own set of simple rules and techniques that are easy to understand and just as easy to learn and do. Brian Tracy and I have successfully trained many others to use these skills, whether for professional or social reasons, and now you too can learn how to control the dynamics of your own impact on people. Once you discover how to wield the power of charm, you'll have at your disposal one of the most valuable elements for success: how to make people feel like a million. Your tools for charming others. Think of the most charming person you know. Observe the person's behavior. Try to identify what he does when being charming. Watch the effect it has on others and use what you observe and learn as motivation to become, in your own way, just like your model: charming, persuasive, and admirable. Chapter 3. What Charm Can Do. Those who have charm usually get listened to and often get extra chances. They are given opportunities others may never get. They can be forgiven for things others would be crucified for. They will be told things that others may never hear. People make excuses for them, go out of their way for them, and always give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's face it, you probably know someone who has reached you in a very compelling and professional fashion. If so, you've been on the receiving end of someone's charm offensive. Feeling like a million. At some time or another, we've all met someone who has the talent to sweep you away with their charm. They seemed to truly like you. They valued your opinion. They devoted all their attention to you and nobody else. When they were with you, no one but you existed for them, no matter who else was around. They made you feel as though you were the most fascinating and important person they'd ever met. You totally suspended critical judgment for the pleasure of their company. Do you remember how wonderful you felt? I bet you felt like a million. Think what power there is in being able to make somebody feel wonderful about himself. It's unlimited. Great political leaders nurture it, successful business people cultivate it, and famous entertainers exploit it. Nearly everyone who deals with people can benefit from charm, and anyone wanting to climb the ladder of success should develop it. Anytime? Anywhere? What if you were able to create that special feeling for others anytime, anywhere? How valuable do you think that gift might be in your personal life and your business world? Absolutely priceless, believe me. When you have the power to make people feel special, the rewards are usually close behind. Your tools for charming others. Decide today that you are going to develop the power of charm and practice it in your relationships with others. This decision will open you to all of the things you can do to make other people feel wonderful about themselves. Measure your current charm quotient. Give yourself a grade from 1 to 10 on how charming you believe you are already, with 10 being excellent. Then ask someone you know to grade you as well. Whatever number that person assigns to you is the true measure. Now you are ready to begin transforming yourself into a genuinely and powerfully charming person. Chapter 4. How to Charm Anyone. Psychologists tell us that the core of personality is self-esteem. This has best been defined as how much you like yourself. Your self-esteem is the sum total of how important and valuable you feel you are at any moment. Human beings are intensely emotional.